Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know Jesus come to deliver you, set you free from the bondage of sin, praise God, and sickness, praise the Lord. Make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet, myself, with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some Holy Ghost services in them jails and prisons. I lay hands on many prisoners in the name above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost be present. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I know the coronavirus has really changed our world in March of 2020. This is September 2021. Coronavirus, the Delta variant is out here now. I'm telling you, but Jesus is still on the throne. Praise God. We're still on radio preaching the gospel, even though the jails and prisons are closed. But we're still preaching Jesus. Praise God. We would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune to today's broadcast for the message talking about holiness. Praise God. It's a soul-stirring, powerful message. So call a neighbor and a friend, those you're in the free world. Let them know that they tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, holiness, like we said in an earlier broadcast, is not man-made. That's what God commanded. He commanded to be holy. Called Missionary Velvet read 1 Peter 1:16, where it's written, where God said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Praise the Lord. Amen. When holiness comes in you, it changes every part of a man, every part of a woman. You'll treat people right. Love your enemies. You husbands will do your duty at home. Be a husband to your wife. You wives will be a wife to your husband. No cheating in your marriage. No fussing and fighting like cats and dogs, because holiness makes you a godly woman and a godly man. Amen. That's holiness. But so many people, so many Christians don't get sanctified. You see, sanctification is another name for holiness. Amen. Sanctification. Because Jesus come to sanctify the people. Amen. That is to make you holy. Yeah. So you can be like God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So many Christians skip that part. Amen. The devil wants you to skip it. Praise the Lord. But I want to let you know that's a major part of your salvation. That's the reason why you got a bunch of hypocrites sitting in the church. Can't live right. Got family, got marital problems. Can't get along. Call the devil in there. That's why. Praise the Lord. But when you get sanctified, let Jesus breathe in your soul. Root that sinful nature out. That fussing demon out. Praise the Lord. That cursing demon out. Root that sinful nature out. We inherited from the fall of Adam. Praise his nature in you. The nature of Christ. It makes you want to live right. You hear me? Glory to God. You'll love to live right. You'll love to treat your spouse right. praise God, walk upright. Amen. Me and Sir Velvet and I been married since June of 1993. This is September 2021. We still in love. Why? Because I'm sanctified.
Praise Him.
Holiness made us like this.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I ain't got no marital problems because I'm sanctified.
Praise
full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Got Jesus in my home. Glory to God. Amen. But when you got a bunch of hypocrites sitting in the church, yeah, the devil going to be in the midst. Praise God. Can't get along. Fussing and fighting at home. Amen. The flesh rising up. Got an attitude. Because they're not holy. They're not sanctified.
Praise the Lord.
Only thing they got is a touch of God. Just got a little conversion. Been water baptized. That's all they got. Praise the Lord. But I got a news to let you know. It's time to go farther than the moaning bench. Go farther than repentance. Go farther than water baptism. Folks talking about being baptized in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, his name is not in the water. And I'm putting on radio so people can know that. Stop thinking Jesus' name is in the water. It's not in the Jordan River. Jesus' name is not in the Jordan River. Jesus' name is at Calvary. See, the Holy Ghost revealed that to me. There's a mystery in Acts 2:38. Praise God. When Peter preached the first Holy Ghost sermon, praise God, he said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. For the remission of sins. He's talking about you repent of your sins like so many preachers preach, and I preach it too. Repent of your sins. Then be baptized in Jesus. That means follow Jesus. And Jesus went into Jordan River, be baptized in the water, signifying you're changing your way of living. You're putting down the old and picking up the new. There's a testimony, you're cleansing yourself from the old ways of the world. Praise God. But water don't put nothing in you. Praise the Lord. It's just a part of your salvation. Testifying you're giving the world up. So many people don't take water for that. They go in a dry summer, come on a wet one. Amen. Praise God. That's why they can't live right. But I want to let you know what water baptism means. It's testifying to the world. Amen. I ain't going to use these hands no more to drink no more booze. Amen. Washing your hands. Washing your face. Praise God. Washing your mouth. Praise Lord. Amen. I don't curse no more. Amen. I ain't going to lie no more. I ain't going to go to the clubs no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what water baptism signifies. You're changing your way of living. Praise God. But in order for you to keep your vow, you got to follow Jesus. Jesus' name, follow him to Calvary. Get that blood bath. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you get that blood bath, he breathes in your soul. Sanctify your holy. Root that sinful nature out of you. Place in you a brand new nature. Nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of St. John. Where it said, yeah. Amen. You, except you be born of the water and of the spirit. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There you know, you got to be born of the spirit. Amen. Born of the water is one thing. Be born of the spirit. So many people get the water birth, but they don't get the spirit birth. But when you get sanctified, that's the spirit birth. When he breathes in your soul and root that sinful nature out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet. St. John 17:17. Let's see what Jesus said. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus come to sanctify the people.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. So many preachers don't know what sanctification is. They try to set apart. It's more than that. Glory to God. Set apart. Amen. Jesus come to get that devil out of you. That's what sanctification is. What is
that? St. John 17:17. Sanctify themselves through thy truth. Thy word is true.
Yeah, that's what Jesus says. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is true. Then you know this word, Jesus Christ, Here's the word of God that will clean you up. He cleaned you up at Calvary. You hear me?
And thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Let you know, when you get sanctified, you'll live right in the world, among the sinners. Sinners' sin don't contaminate you when you're sanctified. You go in clean, come out clean, because you're sanctified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, you can't get it all in 15 minutes.
No,
broadcast, Missionary Bill. I'm telling you, you got to continue it. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank God for this powerful word.
Yes.
Holiness. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, look at the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, let them pray and say, Lord, breathe in my soul. Sanctify me wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in the heart. Glory to God. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Immunize the saints. Keep them safe from the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Bind them demons and devils in them jails and prisons. Glory to God. Loose the people and set them free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' my name, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here comes my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. Songs and there is no secret, hallelujah. What my God can do, what he done for one, he would do it for another, hallelujah. The Lord, you leave that prayer and that message at a home that's gay. The Lord can deliver, he can set you free. Because he said, be ye holy and be ye perfect, hallelujah. And we can be that way in Jesus' name, hallelujah. If we allow him to come in and mold us and make us into who we need to be. So you keep on thinking and keep on praising God. And don't let go, hallelujah. Those behind prison bars are the homes and I love you. As I often say, so if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. No matter what you have done, God loves you and he can deliver you and restore you, hallelujah. Let's give him a chance. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it too. You can call for prayer and cancel it also. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. I implore you to give God a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. That's why I preach with like thunder and lightning, because I want you to make heaven your home. Praise God. That's love. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Pray for Savannah and I. Do ministry. As soon as we get a green light, go back to the jails and prisons. Preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. In the meantime, we're going to continue our ministry here on radio. Praise God. And those in the free world, cling to our website. Be blessed. It's a powerful website, Heaven Bound Train website. To us broadcast, Chaplain William Holm, number one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus comes come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.